Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 21st, 1993, the country learned that the Newton Enslaved Burial Ground was handed over to the Barbados Museum. The ceremony took place 2 days before, and Lionel Ward, who was managing director of Newton Estates Limited, the company that had owned the property, was the one who handed over the deed to the land to Dr. Trevor Carmichael of the Barbados Museum. Mr. Ward said that under the museum's stewardship, the property would be protected for years to come. The event doubled as the start of the celebration of the museum's 60 years in existence. The Newton Burial Ground is the earliest and largest undisturbed slave cemetery known in the Caribbean. It is where 570 victims of the transatlantic slave trade are buried. According to the Barbados Advocate, partial excavations had taken place at the site in the 1970s, which revealed evidence related to the cultural activities, religious beliefs, and burial rituals of Barbadian enslaved people between the 1660s and the 1820s. Artifacts and skeletal remains were retrieved from the site. The ground's significance at the time of the handover laid in its uniqueness in showing how the enslaved people adapted in a foreign land and demonstrated how the creolization, that is the basis of the Barbadian culture that we know, took place. The cemetery is located on what was Newton Plantation, which was in existence from at least the 1670s, having been developed by Samuel Newton, after whom it is named. According to Professor Sir Woodville Marshall, it was owned by the Newton Lane family for over 250 years, and at one point was more than 430 acres in size. By the time it left the family's hands in 1924, it was still quite large, even though its acreage has shrunk a bit to around 400. In 2021, it was announced that the Newton Burial Ground was to become part of a new heritage district. At the time, Prime Minister Mia Motley said that the area, quote, will be dedicated to unlocking the enduring trauma and histories of enslavement, unquote. The new development is supposed to include a research institute and museum, and is to house the new home of the Barbados Archives.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.